You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Johnson & Johnson says it'll stop selling its iconic talcum version of its baby powder in the U.S. and Canada. Consumers have been avoiding it in favor of a cornstarch-based powder amid lawsuits that claim the talc version is unsafe. Marketplace's Nova Safo, what do we know?
Well, we know that Johnson & Johnson says in a statement that lawsuits over its talc-based powder have tarnished the product's image, but the company is not conceding that the powder causes cancer. In fact, it says it remains, quote, steadfastly confident in the powder's safety. Still, lawsuits, David, have been mounting, nearly 20,000 of them, and there have been some eye-popping damage awards, $4.7 billion in a Missouri trial, $29 million in California. Johnson & Johnson is appealing those cases.
But why take it off the shelves if Johnson & Johnson believes it's safe?
Well, if you ask the company, they say it's because demand is dropping and consumer habits are changing. But we also asked David Knoll what's happening. He teaches complex litigation at Rutgers University, and he believes this has to do with settling lawsuits.
For parties that were negotiating a settlement or thinking about how to settle the cases, that stream of new cases made it very hard to estimate the total value of a settlement. So what this does is it effectively cuts off the stream of new plaintiffs.
And potentially, David, that means parties now can more easily negotiate and come to terms.
Nova, thank you. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.